you, Jackie.
Okay.
Yeah. Lord, thank you for Jackie. Thank you that you brought her here to us this morning. Thank you for all that you've done in her life and all that she is able to give back through the work that she's doing in her art and through street pastors, Lord, and all the people that she touches through all of what she does, Lord. Thank you for her and what she's going to share with us this morning. May it touch us and encourage us, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. Right, so as I said, my name's Jackie Hunt, and I'm the resource manager of Portsmouth Street Pastors, and I'm a street pastor. And I'm going to start, we're going to show you a little film. It's a film we had made earlier this year. So we've had films made before as a way of publicising what we do, just keeping people aware of street pastors out in the city. And previously, we've gone to the university, and we've had students who are doing film studies or students who wanted to do it as work experience, and we've had some okay films, but this year we thought, you know, we're going to get a proper professional film made, and we really thought about it last year, and we thought the best thing the filmmaker said to us, why do people become street pastors? He's not a street pastor, and we said, well, lots of reasons. He said, that's what you need to find out, and that will be your film. So each year at Christmas time, our trustees take all the street pastors out for a Christmas meal. And at that Christmas meal, we hand out little cards saying, can you put down three reasons you became a street pastor? And 65 people wrote down three reasons they became a street pastor. And then we looked at them, and I showed them to my husband, and he said, Jack, this is gold dust. It's brilliant. It's really powerful stuff. So what we did was we went to the recording studio, we took eight street pastors, and we asked them to read through all of those, and then the filmmaker edited them. And what you hear on the film are just some of those responses to why people became a street pastor. So the film will give you a flavour of what we do and how we do it. It's only 2 minutes long, it's really short, but it's really lovely. So, and it's fairly dark, so hopefully you'll be able to see it, because it was all filmed at night time.
I am a street pastor because I wanted to show God's love in a practical way.
I became a street pastor because God called me.
I became a street pastor because I wanted to make a difference in Portsmouth.
I became a street pastor because I love people. Street pastor because I love God.
I became a street pastor because I wanted to put my love for Jesus into action.
I became a street pastor because I wanted to demonstrate the love of God in a practical way.
I became a street pastor because I wanted to be involved in frontline, face-to-face, hands-on caring for people. Brilliant, isn't it? It's really good. And what's fantastic about it is it's the the words of all of our street pastors or some of our street pastors. So it's not us writing a script. It's actually them saying, well, they're a street pastor. So if I have the first PowerPoint slide, thank you. So as you saw, we've been serving Portsmouth since 2007. We came out of the one body, and of which Tracy Ansell is part of that, the one body church leaders from all over Portsmouth who get together. They got together and really prayed for something to happen in Portsmouth, and out of that, Street Pastors was born. So 2007, we started with the support of the police. At the time, our local superintendent, Carrie, was a Christian, and she was very keen on Street Pastors, so we had the support of the police, the city council who fund us, and the churches. And that is what Les Isaac, who set up Street Pastors, terms the urban trinity. So we had the strength of the urban trinity there, the churches, the council and the police. Street Pastors were set up. Next slide, please. So who are Street Pastors? Well, we are trained volunteers from local churches. The train bit's really important because each of our Street Pastors, and in Portsmouth we've got around 50 Street Pastors at the moment. It's quite extensive training. It happens over 3 weekends and 3 evenings, and the training covers drug and alcohol awareness, safeguarding, the biblical basis for street pastors, exploitation in our communities, youth culture. So by the time you've done your training, you're actually really well equipped to go onto the streets and deal with the scenarios that you're going to encounter. And in fact, this October, some of our street pastors are doing suicide awareness training, because in the past year, we've had 2 incidents where we've had to spend the evening with someone who wanted to end their life. And actually, we realise we need more tools. We need the words to say and some practical help we can offer people like that. So, you know, we make sure as street pastors, if you want to become a street pastor, you're well equipped. You're not left to your own devices out there. So all of our volunteers are trained, and every 3 years you have to do refresher training. It just tops up and keeps you up to date with everything. Street pastors are people who care about their local community. I mean, really, the way, like I said, somebody came to my church to talk about street pastors, and I don't live in Portsmouth, I live in the Meon Valley, but Portsmouth is my city. I went to art college here back in the day, before there was a university, and you know, I have a heart for Portsmouth, and I wanted to do something for Portsmouth. So people who care about the community. And funny enough, probably about a third of our street pastors in Portsmouth come from out of Portsmouth, from Petersfield, Liss, Meon Valley, all the way around. And they all say the same thing. When I drive down to do my patrol and I see the Spinnaker Town, I see Portsmouth, my heart goes. And you do fall in love with your city. As a servant of the city, you fall in love. And so you start off caring about it and you end up loving the place and loving the people. And crucially, street pastors are people who want to make a difference. So all of us are Christians who, coming along on a Sunday morning, was not, I won't say it wasn't enough, we wanted something more. And for me, I feel God, the time I feel closest to God is out on the streets of Portsmouth, 3 o'clock on a cold winter's night, mopping up sick, tying up hair, helping people get home safely. God is just so there. And before we go out, we always pray, and we pray for God to guide us to where we really need to be. And boy, oh boy, that really happens. I mean, the amount of incidents there are that we do something different. For some reason, we think, well, let's do something different tonight, and that leads us to the place we need to be. So we make a difference. We really make a difference. And Portsmouth City Council fund us because they know we're great value for money because we make a difference. The police really love us because, of course, we are able to give time that they don't have. So whereas before the police may have sat with that intoxicated young woman who can't walk, they would have sat with her or taken her back to the station for an hour or so. They now got on the radio, radio us and say, street pastors, can you come and sit with this person? Because they know we're all DBS checked, we're all trained, we're not going to do anything stupid, we're just there to give care and love and non-judgmental support. Can I have the next slide, please? So how did it start? Well, it was started by Les Isaac, who's a pastor in London, and in the early 1990s, he went out to Jamaica because he is a pastor in Lambeth, and he was aware there was rising gun crime. So he went out to Jamaica and spent time there with some of the pastors who were going out to the community, and he saw that actually that was making a difference. Taking Christ out into dangerous areas actually makes a difference. So he came back and he thought, this is the way forward to tackle crime in London. So in 2003, Liz set up Street Pastors, and the first night, a team went out in Hackney and a team went out in Lambeth. 18 Street Pastors went out that first night. Can anybody guess how many men and women there were? Anybody have a guess? How many women? There were 15 women and 3 men that first night. Anyway, so 2 teams went out, and on the Monday morning, the local police phoned Les and said, whatever you did that weekend, carry on doing it. Calls to the police were down hugely, and, you know, there were really positive reports coming in from every part of the community. So from that point, Les had the support of the police, he had the support of churches, and, of course, the city councils who wanted their cities to their boroughs to be safer. So, as I say, 2003, the first street pastor patrol in Lambeth and Hackney. Street pastors now, we're in 280-plus towns and cities in the UK. So, regionally, we're Portsmouth, Southampton, Basingstoke, Salisbury, Andover, Winchester, Fair Oak, Chandler's Ford, Hedge End. Everywhere's got street pastors. And what happens is street pastors are set up because the police can identify a need for it. So in Portsmouth, they asked us to patrol around Guildhall Square. Portsmouth, when we started here in 2007, Portsmouth was the rape capital of the country, and most of the offences were taking in the dark areas behind the Guildhall or around there. So the police knew that if we could have street pastors there, that would make a difference. The first 5 years in Portsmouth saw crimes in that area drop by 30%. So that's great statistics for the police, that, you know, everybody can understand that. And also, by 5 years, everybody understood we weren't actually out there to evangelise. We're not out there to hand out Bibles. We do hand out Bibles, but that's not our primary purpose. We do pray, but only if people ask for prayer. But it took a few years for people to build up the trust and realise that we weren't, as they called us, Bible bashers at the beginning. So, you know, we've built up that reputation across the country, and in fact, internationally, there are street pastors in Australia, America, Nigeria. I think there's some starting up in India. You know, it's a big movement. It really is a great movement. Next slide, please. So, so in the 12 years we've been in Portsmouth, we've picked up over 33,000 bottles and cans. I mean, it's probably more like 35,000 bottles since I've updated this PowerPoint. So our teams go out every Friday and Saturday night. We have 10 teams every month in Portsmouth. We have 8 city centre teams, 2 teams in Southsea on payday weekend. And our teams meet at about 9:30, either in Oasis, which is in Arundel Street, the church in Arundel Street, or St Jude's in Southsea. And we meet at 9:30, and the first 45 minutes we chat with our team, we catch up, we have coffee, and we pray. We spend about half that time praying. And then we go out on patrol, and each patrol has somebody who's got a dictaphone to record every incident. So, for example, we've just had a conversation with 5 white women and 3 black men, and they praise the work of street pastors. All of that gets put on a dictaphone, and it gets put onto a diary of reports, and from that we can actually see what we're doing. At the end of the year, we can see how many incidents we've helped, how many intoxicated people we've helped, how many referrals we've made to hospital, or how many referrals we've made to alcohol support. So it's important information. So one of our team has a dictaphone, one team member has a radio, we're in radio contact with CCTV and all the Dorsey staff and the police. So that's really useful, because sometimes on the radio they'll ask for street pastors to come along to Prism nightclub, there's a fight breaking out, can you come along? Because all the nightclubs and all the CCTV know that just by us standing there, non-judgmentally being there and saying to people, is everything okay? You know, it's just so simple, but it really works. So we have the radio, we have the dictaphone, and we have a rucksack. And in the rucksack, we have a dustpan and brush and flip-flops and water and all the things we hand out, emergency blankets for rough sleepers. We pick up bottles, we pick up glass bottles, because every bottle and every can is a potential weapon once smashed, so we pick those up. I was out Friday night, we picked up 45 pounds on the way back, 45 cans rather, and bottles. And on the way back, we thought, that's not enough, you know, because but there weren't many around. But we've got Freshers' Week coming up, so there'll be lots of bottles out on the street. So we've given out over 2,000 bottles of water, and again, that's quite a good icebreaker. It's not really for intoxicated people. It's just if people are slightly intoxicated, you can say, do you want a bottle of water? Or it's something we can give to a rough sleeper, a bottle of clean water. 1,700 pairs of flip-flops. Again, you know, the amount of young women you see walking around barefoot at 2 o'clock in the morning, there is broken glass. We sweep up as much as we can, but we hand out flip-flops, and we always make sure we bend down and put those flip-flops on the feet that you actually end up really loving all these dirty feet that you come into contact with. We've calmed more than 800 aggressive situations, and this is one of the reasons the police like what we do, is because they send us out into the high-risk areas of the city, and they send us out, we're not superheroes, we're absolutely not, we're just there to take God's calming presence out, and that works in calming aggressive situations. And we've helped more than 7,000 vulnerable people. So those are people who otherwise would not have been able to get home on their own or needed to go to hospital or have taken an overdose and, you know, need emergency treatment. So, that's what we have got from our statistics that we record each week. Okay, could I have the next slide, please? I put this in because I really like this. David Burrows, MP. He says, street passes about Christians rolling up their sleeves and getting involved and practically responding to the problems of crime and safety. They are like beacons on our streets, and I want them to see them shining brightly in every constituency. I really love that. They're practically responding to the problems of crime and safety. It's something that when I became a Christian fully, when I never thought I would be doing, responding to crime and safety. You know, that wasn't what I had signed up for in a way, but as soon as you're trained, you realise that is exactly what you're doing. You're going out, you're taking God's love, God's light, and this calming presence out onto the streets, and by that you do respond to that. People have built up a trust in street pastors and are happy to share stories with us, and the main thing we can offer is time. So out in the middle of the night when everyone's rushing around and the police are dealing with big crimes, we can offer time. So another slide? No more slides. Okay. This morning on the radio, I was listening to the Sunday worship and they were talking about Jean Vanier. I don't know if you know Jean Vanier. He died earlier this year. And they started off with this quote, and I thought, I love this because this sort of sums up street pastors. So the quote says, Jean Vanier said this, God called us not to do extraordinary things, but to do ordinary things with extraordinary love. And I love that, because that is actually what street pastors is. Like I said, we're not heroes, we're just doing something quite ordinary. We're giving up one night of our life a month to go out with a team that you actually start to love your team as well. You're like a little family. And walk around the streets of Portsmouth, just saying to people, are you okay? Can I help you? Is there anything we can do to make your situation better? I mean, it is really ordinary, but you do it with extraordinary love, and that love comes from loving the city and being loved back. So I talked a little bit about our training. Our next training starts sort of tomorrow. Our training's over weekends, so our next training starts this weekend coming, Saturday and Sunday, in Portchester Methodist Church. And if anybody thinks they might want to be a street pastor and is around for that weekend and would like to take it further, I'm around afterwards to chat. It would be really lovely to have some street pastors from this church. As I said, Tracy Ansell was instrumental in setting street pastors up. She was our chair of trustees up until 18 months ago when she stepped down, and she's done a huge amount for street pastors, and it's great to have representation from the one body churches on street pastors. So training starts next weekend. We've got an information night tomorrow at Oasis. If anybody wants to come along, please do. But the next training is in the spring. We do training twice a year, and each training is 3 weekends. And if you're sitting there thinking, yeah, I would have done it when I'm younger, but I'm too old now, let me tell you, just before Christmas, our autumn training session last year, Heather came and trained. Now, she came to me last year, and she said, I've just read Les Isaacs' book. I want to be a street pastor, but I'm quite old. And I said, well, come out observing. So she came out observing. She said, I love it. I want to do it. And the first day of training, last September, it was her 80th birthday. So we all sang happy birthday, and she loves it. She absolutely loves it. And her team might walk a little bit slower, but that doesn't matter. We're not in a rush. So, So there's no age limits. You've got to be over 18, but other than that, there's no age discrimination there. So thank you very much for inviting me, and I look forward to hearing from some of you to be street pastors. Yep, thank you.
That's great. I know, I've heard of street passers, but it's really good to hear more about it and hear all the details and, okay. and all the see the statistics. I love a few yes. statistics. So, yeah. but, and that's great. So if anyone's interested, speak to Jackie. So we'll sing and okay. praise oh, the yeah. God that goes out onto the streets with you.
Okay. Sorry, there is another little film. You did say that. This is a little film that.
Oh,
it's only a minute and a half long. I'd forgotten about that. I wonder where. Yeah,
okay, well,
this is another film from Simon, who's a paramedic who does our drugs and alcohol training. So it's a really interesting little film because he just says some great things. So yes, okay. thank you for that.
We'll watch that and then.
Yeah.
I'm Simon. I'm a voluntary trainer and I'm here teaching street pastors about managing situations involving drug and alcohol intoxication. There's a story in the Bible about Jesus meeting a woman at a well, and I think street pastors is a modern equivalent. Being a street pastor is about taking Jesus out to the place where people are, and that place is most definitely the nighttime economy around the pubs and the clubs. I think the value that street pastors can bring is time. They've got the time to spend with people that perhaps the emergency responders don't have. They've got the time to sit with people, time to help resolve situations, and to work as part of that team with the other emergency responders in the nighttime economy. If you're out there and thinking about being a street pastor, it's a great thing to do. It doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter where you've come from, absolutely anybody can be involved in the street pastor team. So we'd love to see you.
During this song, so we missed it in the last one.